This is Man-Child Movie Night, and this is a little bit different. I'm going to hit it with a preamble here. We're doing something we've not done before. We've let Dusty pick a movie.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween time. It's October. So Dusty's our horror movie guy, resident horror movie fellow. So we let him pick a movie that me and Sean have not seen that's going to scare the pants off of you. I don't know. I've heard this movie's pretty, depending on who you talk to, I've heard intense, and I've heard just a really, really good scary movie.
I forgot my other underwear.
You may just have to throw them in the woods and just, commando it on home.
Free balling.
Yeah. Dusty has boba balls in his teeth. So, this is just the preamble. We're going to watch the movie, and then we're going to come back with whatever Dusty has planned after this and our thoughts on the movie. We did this one time before with Game of Thrones, the finale. So. Yeah. Game of Thrones finale. That was just me and you. We did a preamble, watched the show, and came back afterward.
It was so long ago.
And then we did a right after we watched The Rise of Skywalker, me and Sean in the car on the way home.
Yes, that's right.
So we've done, but not quite like this, where we're watching a movie that two of us have not seen.
I've seen it because I had to pick them a good one. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get their take on it and some stuff after we'll do something fun.
But we're doing The Strangers. I don't think I've said the name of the movie just now. The Strangers. All
right. If you haven't seen it, stop right now. Go watch it and come back.
Yeah,
and then you can match your thoughts with mine and Sean's thoughts and Dusty's.
That's a dangerous proposition.
That is. We'll see you. To quote Good Day for a Movie, we'll see you on the other side.
There you go. This is Man-Child Movie Night. Now we are post
on the other side.
Yeah, on the other side. We're in the upside down of post watching The Strangers. Mm-hmm. What are your initial opinions?
That was messed up. Very good though. That was great. But it was not exactly what I thought it was going to be. That's him, Glenn Howard.
Yeah, Glenn Howard.
Yeah. Sorry, we were talking about Mike. I figured it would be more of a kind of a torture thing. I didn't think it was the cat and mouse.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to pick one that was too...
Well, no, I mean, not that. I mean, like, just the story. I mean, even then, I figured it would have been more of like them in the rooms with them, messing with them. But it was more like... they just enjoyed the chase.
Right.
And the mental, I mean, they were messing with them mentally, but not actually like hands-on, which I thought it would be more of a hands-on kind of a torture thing. They almost escape, they bring them back in, and they're just kind of, you know.
The thing about, like, this movie specifically, like, so it came out in 2008, right?
Mm-hmm.
What movie like this do you remember being before this, right? You have things like Michael Myers, where you get slasher stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a supernatural part of Michael Myers, right? They even said he's possessed by whatever, not possessed, but influenced by whatever demon that is. Mm-hmm. And you have Voorhees, and you have beasts and creatures and, you know, monsters. But there's not, like, the closest thing I can think of to compare it to would be, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even that is
it's
a...
demented. Like, well...
Well, but they went there.
Yes.
This, to me, is one of the first horrors in that they just did it because you were there. it brings forth a new fear of...
Oh, yeah. New fear unlocked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wasn't there a movie like that to where they did that same thing except the people that got...
There are,
turn the tape on them?
Well, there's
that,
like,
last house on the left?
Like, Your Next is another one, but I think all those spawned after this.
No, I mean, there was a movie where...
Last House on the Left is... That's got... is it Jennifer...
They did. They tried to do that, but then the people who were getting messed with turned the tables on.
Yeah, but that's got that Australian girl, or she plays an Aussie in there, and she ends up tough and beats us, kills most of them.
Yeah.
They were on that movie, and I think that... Is that not Your Next?
I don't know.
On that one, it was an inside job to kill her for money.
Oh, okay.
And she ends up coming back and whipping her tail. She was like the fiance of the guy that was bringing her to that party or whatever they were having.
So they don't ever know what happens to make them mad at each other. He asked her to marry him. She said no.
Right. I like that because it doesn't give you... We don't need a whole backstory. They gave you enough that, you know... Now, here's the catch to that. It didn't mean anything for the plot of the attack.
Right. Well,
it's filler.
I got to thinking in my head there at the end. Spoiler alert for anybody who's never seen this movie, obviously.
You were supposed to watch it.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
We gave you time. Did they... They had them tied up, so they obviously cut them loose when they left. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Is it implied that she crawled down the hallway?
There's...
My thought first was they drug her down there, and in my head, they knew... Maybe she had messed around with Mike or something like that.
So there's speculation. Right?
Okay.
That's all it is. But there is a cut scene where she crawls to Mike because Mike has a phone still.
Oh.
Mike called James from outside, battery was already out of his phone at that time. They had took his battery out.
Right.
So Mike has a phone. Now, she doesn't, when in the edited scene, when they drag her down the hallway, she sees it. And she's making her way back to that phone to call for help. Now, the boys, if you flash back to the beginning, they're
the ones that... They called somebody.
And they had to do it with Mike's phone, or they had a phone because the landline was cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And all the other phones were damaged or batteries stolen or whatever. But, so there is some edited scenes like that kind of give you a little more insight. But this was a really kind of a first that I can think back of that introduced that they're coming to kill you just because.
It has, I mean, not completely, mm-hmm. but certain aspects of it is when a stranger calls.
Right.
Somebody in the house, messing with you, you know, stalking you, whatever.
Right.
But still not to the extent that...
Yeah. And like you said, we get from things she said, like, it'll be easier next time, right? That this was an initiation.
That they've done this before.
Right.
She, the blonde, is who we're referring to.
What they call them is man in the mask and pinup. Pinup is the girl that's got the pinup. And they call the other girl, I think, Blondie or something like that. Or maybe Dollface or something. Dollface, I think, is her name.
Which would be... more understandable since they had her go up and knock on the door.
Yes, she initiated it, right? But you'll also think back to the end when... The end where... You said they made her wait to be killed, right? Last. She was chased the whole time and she was killed last. Or killed last, right? But, so the other two... killed her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She said no, not fiance, boyfriend.
And then she stabbed her.
Exactly. The initiation, Dollface, or Babyface, whatever, Dollface, Babyface Nelson, stabbed her. She was the final. This is her initiation into whatever they have going, you know. And, of course, there at the end, it's implied, we believe, that... And now there's been a sequel. At the time I watched this, there wasn't a sequel. Right?
Okay.
This was 2018 when the sequel had come out.
The sequel tie-in?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay. So you still haven't seen it?
No, I have not watched it. I think it's Origins, or maybe it's they got one called it's a different time. I don't think it's an origin. I think it's a different one. But either way, it's implied that there will be more to follow, more murders like that. And some people have tried to tie this back to other real life events that happen like this, right? But the director will say he had an event like this happen to him when he was young, right? Someone came to the house and knocked on his door. He went and answered.
And they asked for Timber?
It's Timber there. But they didn't. I don't think they did answer the person. And he went from up to other doors. And when he found one that was unoccupied, they ransacked the house. You know, a little different. But essentially, we're looking for people to be home or not be home. Right?
Yeah.
And then attack that person just because. But he also pulled a lot of this from the Manson murders. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It makes you, I mean, because there's a lot of sick people in the world. I mean, there always has been, but it gives you that feeling like they just picked a random house, and your house could have been that random house. Because it was in a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Of sorts.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm still the most scared that I got in the movie was the first time you see the dude.
Yeah.
And he's in the house. Yeah. And like nothing. There was no musical cue. No nothing. He walks up and I was like, oh crap.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing about it. There's not that much music. You know, we have some from that record player, but it's a very quiet, haunting kind of movie.
Well,
the movie is uneasy.
Yeah, well, horror movies rely heavily on music or lack thereof.
Right.
It sets a tone, and if you have none, like you said, you mentioned while we were watching, it's got that just the low hum that builds. It gets a little louder. It builds the tension and the dread.
It looks like there's two sequels.
I think that I saw an Origins. Is there an Origins?
There is a The Strangers Pray at Night come out in 2018.
That's the newest.
There's a Stranger Chapter 1, 2024.
So that ain't out yet.
And then there's an All of Us Strangers, 2023. That may not have nothing to do with them. Yeah. But these other ones say The Strangers... The Strangers, Pray at Night.
Pray at Night was the sequel that I knew about.
Right? Yeah, those people are in it. Are the
three people are in it. Yes.
Now, they're not
in it. I don't know.
They're not in Chapter 1.
I have not looked at the cast of that, and I won't, because I don't know. I highly doubt Liv Tyler's in it, right?
They're not in it.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Well, thanks. but she lives, we assume, right there at the end, right? So we don't see her die. So it would be possible that she could be him. She's too big now to, you know, even if she don't really act that much anymore. Movie had a budget of $9 million estimated dollars. Gross U.S. and Canada was $52,597,016. Opening weekend, it made $20,997,000 in U.S. and Canada, so doubled their initial input in just one weekend. Gross worldwide was $82 million, which is pretty good for a horror movie, you know. A lot of times, big money drawing movies. It's not a Peter Jackson film,
right?
You know,
but the fact that you can do it on low budget, and then
turn that kind of profit, you know.
Oh, so okay, I didn't notice that part. I must have just missed it. I was looking at the picture here. And where he's out there looking at the burning car, they're standing at the gate.
Oh.
But,
So Sean kind of called the mic scene when he showed up. Yeah, that's the scene that got
That got me, man.
But, yeah, Sean called it right off the bat. As soon as Mike comes up, he didn't yell out his name or nothing. He knew he was getting shot in the face.
Well, he just finna walk right through that door and he's gonna shoot the first thing he sees.
And that's what he did.
Well, see, it took me a second. I wasn't even thinking about that because I'm like,
you caught it. You caught the music difference. When you're seeing him in there prepped, the Mike's has already pulled up at that time. They're playing it after.
Oh.
I thought you caught it, but it's essentially a short flashback. Mike has already pulled up outside. They're waiting in the room. And when you said the music's, that part of the music's already played, it has. Because
we're in a flashback.
We're essentially in a short section of where he's coming back up in the house.
Right? I did say that because it was at the guitar solo.
Yeah. And so
and I was like, we already heard that.
Yeah. It's just they had a line that timing up, right? But so he's in the house at that point, and then he is no more. He gets shot in the head with a buckshot.
But I wasn't even thinking that. Because I thought, he'll wait. Because I was thinking they would get him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they would
the back.
And they would see it.
Yeah.
Is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
He would walk in there like, oh, Mike, our savior. Oh, bam.
And I think he was ready to do that if he turned around all the way and he never did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the music stopped, he looked back.
Well, that was the unnerving, unsettling part to me. It's like I said, okay, this wasn't on our bingo card. But let's just see how this plays out.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to let this play out. If it goes in a way we don't want it to, we'll put a stop to it. But, hey, it could be interesting. Right. They know, oh, yeah, he's got the loaded shotgun in there. If I go, he's going to blow my head off.
Right.
Let's let him go.
Well, and in the next few scenes when Liv Tyler's in that closet with the slats in the door, and the guy you said...
he knew she was in there.
Right. But then he left.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blondie shows up. He goes and tells her she's in the closet.
Yeah.
And then she shows up to attack her or whatever she does. And then, you know.
Oh, man. That was good. It was really good.
It's you know, it's not a big... thing is, you can't pick like a ghost movie or something like that. It's not too gory, you know. And we're watching freaking Saw movies or something. I just like the... To me, and we'll talk about this in a minute, but to me... the could it really happen is the best part of it, right? To anybody. Because evil's out there every day. And there, if we used to have crazy people living around here very recently that you never knew.
Oh, yeah.
If it would, they would just walk up in the yard.
Show up and knock on your door.
Steal your truck out of your driveway and shoot your dog or whatever they do, you know?
Part of me was thinking, and that was what I was about to say in there, and I was like, you know, I'll save it for when we get on air here.
Yeah.
I think a way to counter that is to start acting like you're enjoying it. So if they're messing with me, like, oh yeah, mess with me harder.
All right, Bill Murray.
Daddy told us when we was kids.
Oh yeah.
He said, if you're home by yourself and the doors are locked, and somebody comes and knocks on the door, you ask them, who is it? If they will not tell you who it is, you respond with, I have a gun that will shoot through this door. Who are you?
Yeah.
If they don't respond, shoot their ass.
Yeah. Hey, he did shoot through the door. He knew who it was by that time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
How did he miss him, too? He was standing right there.
Yeah, right in front of it.
But he shoots through the head.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But we were talking off air about how, even though he didn't know nothing about firearms at all,
he managed to.
He knew enough to go put himself in a room with his back to the wall with the gun pointed at the door like you would really do if somebody was in your house. You know, you're not John Wick. You're not going to walk through the house and clear corners with your AR. You're going to sit back in that room with your gun pointed at the door and shoot whoever comes through that door.
Well, and even then, he wasn't in the biggest room of the house either.
Right, right.
You know, you're not going to be in the living room where they could go.
It's a bedroom. You said a bedroom.
He's in, and he can see everything without having to turn his head.
Right, exactly.
You keep shooting till you run out of shells.
Yep.
Or you kill all of them.
Yeah. Or the threat stopped, and he stopped. He stopped.
Well, the thing is, in Star Wars terms, he had the high ground.
Yeah.
If they, that's the thing, had Mike not shown up and he shot Mike dead,
yeah,
they could have held out.
Yeah.
There. I mean, he had the gun, he had the bullets.
Yeah.
We can sit here until I fall asleep,
this
basically.
This is the Alamo.
Yeah.
So, but back all the way up,
uh-huh.
When the girl shows up, are you not kind of on the edge a little bit? They're like, oh, it's no big deal.
The
first time she shows up, knocks on the door, and they open it. You know, who is it? And nobody, you know, they open it up. She says, it's Tamara here. Or she's like, hi.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
At 4:05
in the morning. At 4:05 in the morning.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah.
Like, can I help you?
Right.
It's 4:00 in the morning. You're knocking on my door. Is Tamara here? No, you've got the wrong house. What did she say? Are you sure?
See you later.
Yeah, she said, are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure?
And then he said, yeah. Because you said the same thing. He said, yeah. Yeah, and then.
She's like, see you later.
See you later.
Then I would have been like,
hold on, miss.
That heifer would creep me.
Yeah.
Let's watch and watch her where she see where she goes.
Yeah. But she twisted the light bulb so you could not see her face when she was standing at that door.
I liked how they did the camera angles. You almost see their face, but then you don't.
You right. can see half.
You don't.
Face.
You don't
you
see their
half
full.
Face. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even then, after that, when they were taking their masks off,
they never reveal the characters. Mm-hmm. They never reveal. Because that plays into the same, it could be anyone. It could be the same people in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
That we never revealed the people.
I almost kind of thought at first there was going to be a reveal. It was like it was going to be friends of theirs.
Yeah, yeah. But there were theories by people saying that, in the edited scene, she's crawling to Mike because her and Mike had a thing going on
behind the back.
And that's why she turned down the other guy. Mm-hmm. But the thought, I think that really was just when he drug her down the hall, she saw the phone.
Okay.
And she was
like, back up.
About to get the phone.
Yeah. Girl comes your door, knocks on the door.
Right.
That's when I'm looking for the gun, right then.
Yeah.
Well, I'm finding the gun. Well,
I wouldn't even need to be looking because then
I'm not going out to buy cigs.
Right, right.
After this happens.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Not leaving your girlfriend. Well, I mean, you're pretty pissed at her. She turned you down. You know.
At the time, he wasn't because they were. He had just taken her underwear off and they were about to.
He was influenced.
They were.
And he was under the influence.
He was about to get ready to know her biblically. And the knock at the door.
Come on.
That's what I was thinking.
Come on, man!
Personally, at 4:00 in the morning, I probably wouldn't even went to the door.
Right.
Well, who is it? I'd have went out and looked out the window. Yeah. If I'd have said, who is it? Nobody answered. I'm going back to my previous engagement.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned that guy came here that night when I was at work really, really late. I was staying, but I didn't get home like almost 1:00 that morning. And when I finally got home, you know, we went to bed. We got cameras, right? Dude's done left, you know, before I got here. And he comes back. He was doing, like, drywall and stuff at Greg's down here. So, he was just somebody that Greg had working for him, mm-hmm. but doing drywall. Well, he comes back up to my yard at nearly 2 in the morning on my back door, knocks on my back door. Think I had a gun in my hand when I went out there?
What do you want?
I walked to the door and I opened the door and I said, what do you want? And he said, I just need a ride to Tupelo, man. I just need a ride. Greg's drunk and he's asleep. I probably shouldn't say that one here. I'll edit that out. So-and-so's drunk and asleep up here at their house. I was doing some work for him. I just need a ride to Tupelo. And I said, your best interest would be to start walking down that road down there and don't knock on my door again. And he went down my driveway, and I don't know whatever happened to me. I watched him walk all the way down. Never saw him again, never heard from him again. like I said, he was just helping, doing work for him. He was wanting me to drive him to Tupelo. I'm like, bro,
you gotta,
I said, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Get off my property.
You got to.
He was a crackhead. That's all it come down to. He was a meth head.
You got to know that you can't knock on somebody's door at 2 o'clock in the morning that you don't know.
Right.
And be like, hey, I need a ride to Tupelo.
Yeah, but you don't leave him in your house taking shit. So.
Exactly. I told her, I said, he knows what the inside of our house looks like. He knows where to go, where we might go if he comes in the house, you know?
Yeah, the way you handle that situation is, look, I'm sorry.
Oh.
My husband's not home, my spouse, whatever.
You don't open the door. She learned a lesson that
way. Yeah, it was like, here's some toilet paper. Hit the woods.
Yep.
You know, you can get, hey, here's, look, I'm not going to let you in the house. Mm-hmm. I hope you understand. It's no offense, but I hope you understand.
That
here's some toilet paper.
That was
hit the woods.
He said Greg didn't even have toilet paper. Didn't have no plumbing. He didn't even have toilet paper.
Yeah.
At the time, he was just moving in that place, and I was like,
"There's leaves. You got a shirt.
Lessons.
Socks, maybe.
Yeah.
Cut the sleeves off your shirt.
Yeah. Lessons were learned. Obviously.
I know. I was many times. I've been hunting and didn't come back with the shirt tail.
Yeah.
or one sock.
One sock.
Right. So, overall, it's not a bad horror movie, in my opinion.
Oh, that was excellent.
It's very suspenseful.
That was excellent.
But
my wife can never watch that.
Yeah. The twist of this movie is there's no twist.
Yes.
What
is you're expecting something. You're expecting them to be a reason.
Right.
Or a reveal.
And
there's not.
There's not.
And that makes it...
That's what makes it even worse. Mm-hmm. It's what you expect to happen is they kill them for no... Well, you don't... You kind of expect something to happen, like cops going to bust in right before
yeah.
the ends. No. What's going to happen. And, you know, at least kill one person there.
Well, you got
to... I did not expect the very end.
Where she comes back.
I
don't really like that.
You got
I think they should have let her die.
You got an idea of what happens... Or something has happened because the kids.
Right, but you don't. Yeah,
but you don't know exactly what's happening.
Right, but like I said, I don't really like that the last scene where she jumps up. That's a horror movie.
That's a jump scare.
I don't care about that. You know, I wish they would have just let her be dead. Let that girl lay there dead. But you know, maybe if they were going to bring her back in a sequel, sure. Well, she was probably the big money part of it at this point. I mean, it's a very small cast.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and it was kind of part of it being not climactic, kind of almost anticlimactic
mm-hmm.
with they take their little mask off and they just stab them.
Right.
It's eerie, too,
mm-hmm.
that they did all of this. All night, for a few hours
right.
with the cat and mouse to just go.
But that's where the jollies were coming from.
Right.
Was the cat and mouse game, right?
Oh, and you can imagine that those two probably get their rocks off big time mm-hmm. on that. They probably, you know, they're leaving in the truck, no mask on or whatever, going to find them a hotel room.
Right. But you mentioned daylight. That was the point of it. It wasn't to kill them by darkness. It was that we can do this in broad daylight,
mm-hmm.
and nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah,
they opened the curtains so that everybody outside, if somebody was passing by, would see them murder them. It wasn't a hidden thing.
Yeah.
You
can't do the cat and mouse in the daylight.
Right, exactly.
But you can do the kill.
But that's why it all started at about 4, so they got 2 hours of this... cat and mouse.
Yeah, the more we talk about it, the more it's just like, wicked, just evil.
Okay. All right, so good movie. I enjoyed it. I hope I hope the other ones are as good. Probably not. You know how horror movie sequels go. So I want to ask you guys some questions.
Okay.
And I've got something. We'll do some trivia.
Cool. Very exciting.
Yeah, I prepared questions.
I feel like I didn't do. I feel like I didn't do nothing.
Well, I didn't do nothing.
I told y'all not.
I run off and forgot the microphone.
We couldn't even.
That's how checked out you were.
Uh-huh. I was just like, I ain't gonna do jack diddly.
So we talked some of these questions before, but what do you think makes a good horror movie?
So, what makes a good horror movie?
Yes.
So
I think we'll have different opinions.
Okay, so you take a Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. That's not feasible. That's not
exactly.
So that mm-hmm. okay, Michael Myers maybe to a yeah. certain extent, but then that gets to where it's not.
But even with Michael Myers, it's a little bit of this. It's the stalking.
Well, it is, but
is the part that gets.
But there's a supernatural.
But then you get to the yeah. other part of it.
You shoot him in the eyes and he doesn't die.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's in your dreams.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that is plausible to a certain extent.
Right.
But what makes something truly Exorcist, for instance, mm-hmm. that can happen.
So you're saying realism.
Just like this.
That's always, to me, the best. Is
if it can actually happen, it's not far-fetched.
Right.
That scares the shit out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll agree with that, but I think to be a good horror movie, you have to buy what you're selling.
Exactly.
So you can't just, you have to do it with some seriousness. No, I mean, if you got your Evil Dead 2, which Evil Dead actually took itself
yes.
seriously.
Yes. And but the remake.
In Evil Dead 2, which Evil Dead had funny parts in it, you know, it's just the way it was shot or whatever, but then the original, and Evil Dead 2, it's pretty much the same movie, just they did it more comedic, and then you got Army of Darkness, whatever, after that. But it knew what it was trying to do. If no, you need to buy what you're selling.
Right.
And if you're selling that this product, you're behind it 100%. Like, which one reason why I think Nightmare on Elm Street worked mm-hmm. is because, yes, it's goofy because Freddy is goofy and playful or whatever else, but like you said, it's in your dreams. Whoa. And it's wild and crazy, and you know, but like with this, oh, they leaned in hard.
Right. So obviously the acting plays a big part in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's what happens a lot of times in horror is they get crappy actors,
yeah,
chintzy stuff. It's not
there's good. A reason that you get the Scream Queens.
Right.
Because they're good.
Right. And in this, the screams, Liv Tyler, I watched the behind the scenes of this. She said, of course, she's Steven Tyler's.
No, yeah.
She's like, wow. She said, at this point, she said, I've never acted on screen where I've had to scream like that in like bloody murder, like I'm mm-hmm. scared. She said, I didn't grow up in a house where something like this happened to me. You know, so she went to do that first really loud scream and everybody in that was recording it stopped because they didn't expect that to come out of her.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they said after longer it went on, it was kind of, you know, they got used to it. But this big belting out scream. And she said she thought a lot of it would be more taxing on her emotionally. She's no problem. But physically, the recording of this, you know, mm-hmm. she's a lot. Even when you see her beat on that window near the end where she's screaming it, she's hurt her hands. She starts crying in the behind the scenes. She's like, I really hurt my hands. She starts crying, and they've got ice and stuff on her hands after that. So she said, physically, I'm beaten just from recording.
Well, this, you know. Matt, you mentioned When the Stranger Calls earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the original When the Stranger Calls?
Uh-uh.
It's a lot more psychological than the remake. But when in that movie, when they say the call's coming from inside the house,
yeah,
and then you see the person is dressed like the wallpaper.
Oh,
yeah.
You see the blink?
Yeah.
You're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like the dude, the first time you see the guy on this one.
Yeah.
No music, no nothing. She's sitting there drinking a glass of water in the kitchen. I mean, she's freaked out because she's already...
They're knocking on the outside.
Yeah, they're knocking on the outside.
He's already inside.
Yeah, they're knocking on the outside, and she's hearing the noises, and she's seen. Did she see? No, the girl come back up to the door.
And is Tamara there again?
And then he just walks.
And she locks the door.
Yeah, and you just see him walk out, and I was like, "Oh gosh!"
Yeah.
Of course, that's not what I said.
Did you? Did you? So here's something that I've
that I read or saw. So, did you see when the guy standing there, and of course you can't see what I'm doing right here, but he does his head like, you know, just a like a dog. When you say something to a dog, dog turns his head and kind of stares at you.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever watch wrestling, Kane. Did you ever see him when he do his head like that? That's where he said he got it from his dog.
So okay.
He saw his dog do it.
Yeah.
He thought, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Well, if a dog does it, it's a dog. But if a human does it...
Well, that guy did it. The guy in the mask did it in that movie. He turned his head.
Yep.
You know? How your dog, you say something to your dog, dog, whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What trope in horror movies do you feel is gimmicky or played out?
The resurrected bad guy.
Okay. Like they've been killed and they come back. Yep.
Yeah. And one thing with this one, though, because you'll have, they call it, was it Chekhov's gun? Isn't that what it's called?
What?
I can't remember. It's like a story thing. Chekhov's gun, I think, is the thing. It's like you see, say, a horror movie. You come in to the house, and you know that, like, say, this is going to be a home invasion movie or whatever. And you go in there, and Grandpa's old double barrel shotgun's up over the mantel.
Yeah.
And you see it. Like, it may not zoom in on it, but you at least it shows, okay, the gun's there. Well, that gun, will it shows you that to let you know, subconsciously, that it's going to show back up later and going to play a role. And you were saying through the whole thing, where's the gun? You never saw a gun. You caught
on to it early.
No.
Where's the gun?
No, there was a gun. Yeah. At the very first movie, it showed you the gun sitting on the counter.
Oh, it does.
It
shows
the gun and the knife.
It does, because it goes back when the little boys, when they're little.
Oh, you see it shows the first, knife, the very first scene of the movie.
I
shows
thought you were basing all that off that buck on the wall. Because you kept saying there's a deer, there's a buck on the wall.
There's, well, there's a gun in that house.
Yeah, there's a gun in that house somewhere. But you're right, they did show it at the front of the movie.
So where's he going to get, I mean, the very first thing I'm doing when that girl comes to the door, I'm finding that gun.
Yeah.
Okay, Chekhov's gun is the narrative principle that states that every element in a story must be necessary. An irrelevant element should be removed. For example, if a writer features a gun in a story, there must be a reason for it, such as it's being fired sometime later in the plot. Yeah. All elements must eventually come into play at some point in the story, which that's what that was. Some authors, such as Hemingway, do not agree with that principle. Did not agree with that principle.
Yeah.
So. Why do you waste the ice cream?
Bluebell.
Dang right. It was Bluebell.
At least in 08 it was cheaper.
Yeah, because we was in the recession at that point in time.
Yeah. What do you think are the three best horror films ever made? I know you aren't a big horror film aficionado, but
I can't watch them as much. I've used to love them.
Yeah.
So,
and I can't watch
best,
them as much now.
So quantify best ever made.
Okay.
That was scary?
Well, in my opinion is...
What's your three?
I would say...
Okay, hang on.
I know you're wanting to know, is it like the scariest?
No. I've got my answer. So So number one is the original Exorcist.
Yes.
Okay.
That has to be.
That's even though you watch it today, and some of the stuff,
it's not as.
Oh, dude, it's freaky, man.
Yeah. But whenever you're talking about demonic type stuff,
right?
That stuff's real.
Right.
That is real.
Right.
That happens.
Right.
When you mess around with Ouija boards and you mess around with all this kind of stuff, all you're doing is opening yourself up to a portal to hell.
Right.
And when you open yourself up to that, that stuff can get you.
Right.
Okay? So that's number one.
Okay.
I too also would have The Exorcist in my top three.
So
I like as far as best.
So I'll tell you, like, I'll add one. I like The Conjuring. I like not even.
I haven't seen it, so
it's one of. I could rewatch it at any time. It was scared. It was terrifying the first time I watched it, but it's just a movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have the ability to, you know, some people let those really like emotions really get into them and stuff. I can kind of separate when I watch a movie. I go, it's just a movie, you know. I can go, that's not really their head getting blown off. Or whatever. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm gonna add a fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one was, and I've seen two of these at the theater. The next one was one of the Hellraiser movies. I believe it was Hellraiser 3.
Mm-hmm.
Movies that's the three that scared you the most? Or three of the best.
Because
those are different for me.
Best that I have. Movies that affected me.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So those are different for me then.
I saw that one. Me and some buddies went to see it. It's the one where the camera guy got whatever they do. And I think whatever their profession was, they get turned into that kind of demon type thing. Yeah. And he had a camera in his head.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one that one was. We walked out of that theater and we prayed for God to forgive us for watching that movie.
Lord, help me, Jesus.
So the next one that I thought, and it's because of who was in the movie, and that was Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
Kids, and especially those Amish-looking kids that have biblical names.
Malachi. Ezekiel.
But the one... And it's because of a certain time period, and like I said, at the time I saw the movie, I thought it was 100% real.
Here it comes. Here we go.
Yep. Blair Witch Project.
There you go. Thank you.
I thought that was 100% real. Nobody, because there wasn't no internet to tell you.
When was it? Like 96?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And, do you know I've never seen it?
And
here, so me and Ben were talking about Blair Witch this week, and he said, I hated that movie, and I said, rewatch it. Because even now, like y'all were saying earlier, they sell that movie.
If you waited 1 week to see that movie,
it was ruined for you.
It was ruined for you.
Yeah.
But if you saw it the opening night, that Friday night that it come out, you're like, wait a second.
And now,
did this really happen?
Right. But we've all been in
there. They sold you on the fact that it was real.
It was sold.
We found these tapes.
Right.
And this is what the movie is.
Right.
And I think they even might...
They were buying what they were selling.
I think they said that it was based on a true story.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They did. Yes.
But they made you think it was real.
But there wasn't nothing on the internet tell you otherwise.
No. Oh, no. You couldn't... There was no... No, that's not real.
But they had internet at that time.
Oh, well, no. They had internet, but there wasn't nobody... It wasn't like it is now. Facebook and see spoilers.
No, not that. But I think they spun up websites... Around the Blair Witch in the preparation of the movie.
They may have.
Of course, we around here didn't have. We had.
So you had. The Exorcist.
The Exorcist, Children of the Corn on a fourth one, the Blair Witch, and
one of the Hellraisers.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to do the three greatest. The Exorcist.
But and see, I'm going to rewatch the ones I pick. Will be ones that I will go rewatch because I love them.
Yeah, will be...
Blair Witch was 99.
Exorcist. I'm telling you, there was... I mean, yes, there was internet. We were using it. That was the planned... Sorry, go ahead. Yep.
The Exorcist, Halloween, the original.
Okay.
We'll
find out how much you know about Halloween in a little bit.
But as far as ones that scared me the most...
Here it comes. Here it comes. I know.
Dead Silence. Probably the Amityville Horror, the original.
Yep.
I saw it when I was younger.
Yep. That's usually the key.
And
being subjected to it before really.
Oh, I was mature. As they'd say on Game of Thrones, I was a man grown when I saw Dead Silence.
Oh yeah.
I was married. And then living in my own house and was watching it on AMC of all things and had to get up and make sure I was still by myself in the house.
That one you showed us.
That one got That was another one.
Insidious.
No, not that one.
Lights Out.
That one was pretty creepy. Sinister. That's another one that kind of
fit really creepy. You watched Sinister?
Yeah, with Ethan Hawke.
Yes,
I saw that years ago.
See, I never...
I'm surprised you watched that. There's some gory
stuff. When it got past...
Yeah, kind of.
When it's the footage.
Yeah.
That's a very unsettling movie.
Yes, it is.
Very unsettling.
Yes,
I haven't...
You don't watch horror movies.
After Hellraiser?
Right. You had enough.
No, well, I saw Blair Witch after that.
Right.
And I watched, I went and saw Freddy vs. Jason just for the nostalgia part of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you knew what you was getting with that.
Right.
And all that kind of stuff. But as far as the Saw movies or any of that.
I don't care.
I did see, what's the one with the
first Saw movie?
The Ring. My niece's.
If you go back and I just rewatched The Ring not long ago. It's a good movie.
Oh, my little niece?
There's The Ring.
Is
it the one with their faces get all distorted?
No, that's The Grudge.
Okay.
That's The Grudge.
It's more like...
The Ring is if you watch the tape, you have so long to
die. Savannah would do that as a baby, as a three-year-old kid, because she watches a three-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I used to do that to Jana and Josh. I could go stop.
Yeah, that's when she crawled out of the well.
Yeah,
the lady crawling out of the well. Yeah. She had the.
Oh, no, it's the Grudge. See, that's not The Ring. The Grudge.
Oh,
is the
it
one.
Is
the
Grudge. That's
the Grudge is the one.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, The Ring. If you go back and you watch The Ring on DVD, there are things in that movie when you watch it and you reverse it moments before, it won't be there. It's digitally in the DVDs. Right, you can go look it up. It's digitally in the DVDs that when you play a scene, there are certain scenes throughout that movie that will have things on the screen, and when you rewind them, it's digitally on there that it won't be there on the rewind.
But when you play it back, it'll be there. You play it forward.
Right. If you play it from scene one through. Or the beginning of that scene. Like if you did a scene back and play, it'll be there again. But if you rewind that tape...
You won't see it when you rewind through it.
When you rewind back and hit play, it will not be there. That's
going great length.
Easter egg is what it is when you figure out that's how that's being done. But it's not... See, you can do that with like a VHS, right? It would be there. But there's triggers in that DVD where they can back that thing up. And you hit play and then it's gone. They've changed that scene. It's not from a beginning of a scene through all the way through. It's that section, which that's freaking crazy. And there's some other movies that have done that where every time you go back for a certain amount, you get, like, an example is one movie. What was it? There was a letter on the screen. Polar Express. If you have the DVD copy of Polar Express, there's a part where he stamps out the ticket and he gives it to her, right? And he says a letter, but what he says it and what's stamped out on that card, it's like a D. He says A or whatever and gives her a D.
It's a children's movie.
Watch that movie anyway. That's creepy, creepy.
The animation type.
We like that movie at my house.
But he says this letter and gives her and it doesn't match. And people caught that and they're like, well, that's a D. And he told her, there, here you go, A, whatever. And if you play that section back over and over, it spells something out there. It's not, it's a different letter. And it spells out a phrase.
Oh.
Kind of like the drink more Ovaltine.
You play it back. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Okay. All right. So I would say probably for me, I'll do this quick. Probably The Conjuring. Really, The Conjuring series. I don't care about the Annabelle crap, which is in that. But The Conjuring movie was a practical effect horror movie that I just really enjoy. Ghost type stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. I like Last House on the Left.
The original or the remake?
I like the remake too, but the original's good.
Did I finish my three?
No.
I said Dead Silence.
Yeah, you finished.
I think you did.
Yeah, it was Dead Silence was my Insidious. Not Insidious.
You said Sinister.
Dead Silence, Sinister, Amityville Horror. Right.
Insidious is in that same.
I read the book, The Amityville Horror, and that creeped me out too.
Yeah. I mean, and like, The Conjuring is based around Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Yeah.
And all their. I don't believe half the stuff they were a part of, but like that, I don't believe the Annabelle doll crap. Anyway, you know. And it was a Raggedy Ann doll. They churched it up for the movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they have their room of horrors that are all possessed and demonic, so, you know, it's whatever. I don't, you know. But not that that doesn't exist, but I think they did it for the money. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But The Conjuring, probably like Last House on the Left. Definitely not My Bloody Valentine. But as a kid, Jaws really messed me up.
Oh. You know?
And it's not scary looking back at it. I just watched it not long ago. But as a kid, it made me think I was getting swallowed up in every pool that I went in swimming, you know, by a giant shark. So, anyway. All right. We will move on quickly. Okay. Let's do trivia. How's that sound?
Sure.
Who's going to keep score?
Okay.
You got it.
All right. Some of these are going to be really easy. I didn't pick any of that really hard. So, and you guys at home can play along and see if you...
Is it just me and him going?
Yeah, just
you. Okay, well, I'll just keep us.
Yeah. All right.
Two hands.
So, I guess whoever wants to answer, just say it. You ain't got to... I don't have any buzzers. So.
Okay.
All right, which movie featured people being eaten by a large shark?
Jaws.
Okay.
So we tell that.
All right. In what movie was an individual thrown down the stairs after being possessed by a demon?
The Exorcist.
There you go. What iconic movie portrays someone being stabbed with a knife in the shower?
Psycho.
Yeah,
Psycho.
Norman Bates.
Yep.
You know, also, I always used to think that the road, that the house...
At the end of
Highway 9?
Yep. It did look like that.
And
house.
You know who used to own that house? Sorry. Max Stanford used to own that
I
house.
Always heard it was haunted.
You know Max Stanford?
Mm-hmm.
Elaine Stanford?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Pat's dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always heard that house was haunted.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And then it burned.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then they built that.
But I thought it always looked like the house was like them. And I said back in the day,
it looks beautiful. Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. What film showcases death by strangulation with a clothesline in the shower? This is a little harder.
Like a clothes hanger?
Clothesline.
Clothesline in the shower.
Like they had some hung up.
Did that happen in Scream?
Mm-hmm. We can pass if you don't. I have plenty of questions.
I feel like I can see that in here. Go ahead.
I know you like trivia. So
we'll pass that one.
Final Destination.
Okay.
I was gonna mention that movie earlier.
Oh really?
Yeah, that you can't.
That's a real.
That you can't change.
Yeah.
That or even Butterfly Effect.
Yeah.
You know, when you change something, it made everything all worse. And you went back and changed it.
In what movie does someone get hit in the face with an axe while listening to "Hip to Be Square"?
American Psycho.
That's right. Christian Bale. Which movie kills off their high-profile main character at the very beginning with a gruesome stabbing scene?
Psycho.
Nope.
No, that's not at the beginning. It's kind of in the middle.
I'll give you a hint. This was sold as her being the main character.
Oh, Scream.
Yes, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay.
She's killed right the first... And all these people went sick because they thought Drew Barrymore was going to be the main character. Dead like the first few minutes. In which bloody film does someone die from an alien spawn exploding out of their chest?
Aliens.
What horror film depicts a character smashing their dirt bike, this is a good one, into an artificial invisible wall? This, I should have put this on my list of favorites. Actually, I meant to. They drive a dirt bike into an invisible wall. This is a fantastic horror movie. Not another one like it. And if you haven't watched, you should watch.
I have no idea.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh.
It's Chris Hemsworth. He goes to jump the bike to escape. And they're thinking it's this horror, or this playing out this way, but this is essentially like a dome. Or a,
I was going to say under the dome,
but that they've essentially built like this invisible dome that they've put all these creatures. There's like this, think of it like the FBI, this underground group of people that live there. They've got like FBI suits and all that, and they've put all these monsters essentially on a whiteboard. And if something happens, like if they pick up this item, they'll release that creature or whatever. They decide what end they're going to meet, right? And they come up with all these
choose your own adventure.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really a cool concept. All right. What scary movie shows a child dying by way of a sewer gutter?
It.
Mm-hmm. Which well-known horror film is recognized as one of the most profitable films of all time?
Halloween?
Then you can guess how many times you want.
Saw? Exorcist?
Saw? Mm-hmm.
Think low budget, but high profit.
I thought Saw was a real low budget movie, but made a lot of money.
Blair Witch Project?
That one made a lot of money too, but... this one. The ghost one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Say it.
I can't think of the name. Paranormal Activity.
That's right. Shot it with a handy cam and made millions and millions and millions off of it.
Can't remember what movie it is that Kelly went to see and had to walk out. Might have been 13 Ghosts.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, man, I think that's the one she went to saw, yeah. And she had to leave.
It didn't bother me. It's got Monk in it. How, and what's his name?
Shaggy.
Shaggy, yeah. How long did it take to film the Blair Witch Project?
Ooh.
It's not a high number. I'm just telling you that.
2 weeks?
3 days.
More. Less.
10 days.
Less.
6 7 days. Eight.
There you go. You'll get there eventually.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Sean should get this one. What classic scary movie shows the main character writing a book with the only words being "all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy" over and over again?
Shining.
That's right.
It's a great movie too.
Yes, it is.
This one's easy. Which horror movie features a serial killer wearing a William Shatner mask?
Halloween.
Halloween. Actually, it's a William Shatner mask turned inside out, isn't it?
Painted white.
Yeah.
It was painted white.
Spray painted white and with the hair, like, frazzled. They did all the hair. Funny.
What color is Freddy Krueger's sweater?
Black and red. Is it not black and red? It's
green and red.
Green and red. You think it's black. If you go back, it's a dark green. But it is.
Oh, it's green and red.
It's green and red, yeah.
It's Christmas.
Yep. How many people die at the hand of Jason in the first Friday the 13th?
All of them.
None of them.
That's right.
It's his mother.
It's his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. It's at least. all right. What is the first rule on Randy's list for surviving horror movies in Scream?
Oh.
It's either... it's either don't have sex.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, or don't be black.
You said
don't have sex.
I'll skip ahead. We'll do some short ones. Quotes. Where are these from? In space, no one can hear you scream.
An alien?
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it.
I see
it's on Hulu right now, though. I want to watch it.
The original idea. I see dead people.
Oh. Fifth sense. Sixth sense.
There you go.
I couldn't get it out.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep. It's not the house that's haunted. It's your son.
Insidious.
Yeah, I can't believe you got that. It's great.
Dude, that movie, I liked all the way up until the thingy sharpening his claws on the
deal, red, right? Red monster looking thing. Yeah.
Everything else was freaking creepy.
Yeah. Who is the only survivor of the deadly prom night in the 1976 version of Carrie?
Only survivor?
Mm-hmm.
Carrie?
No. Character name. No, no idea.
I have no idea.
Sue.
Sue.
That was a little tougher.
So, Freeman, I think, right? Insidious, is that the one where the jumped around and picked
the
people?
The red guy. The red guy, face guy.
What's the one we watched where the whatever it was jumped from one person to another? The back, the evil thing, whatever it was. We watched one here that did that.
The thing?
No.
Jumped from person to person.
Yeah, like the spirit or whatever it was in a somebody, and at the end of the movie, it jumped.
Insidious was the one with the thing playing the piano near the end, and it had the red-faced guy that jumped up in the screen in one part of it, and it was the boy that was possessed, like it said earlier.
But then the possession moved to somebody else.
Well, the boy was going into what they call the nether, right?
He wasn't really possessed.
He wasn't possessed. He was
getting pulled into the nether.
He would go to sleep and drift. He would go into the nether, and then the guy who's in all those horror movies, he could do that too. He could roam.
Well, in Lights Out, the thing jumped from one person to another.
In Lights Out, there was a thing that was attached to the mother. It was that creature. It would run in the shadows, right, and attack them.
Give me chills just thinking about that.
That one
is creepy.
I think to me, we'll continue on, but I think to me, the reveal most of the time in a horror movie ruins it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the not knowing that scares me.
The reveal in that one was pretty dang good, though.
Lights out. Yes, it is. But you go to like Mama.
I didn't see that.
Mama, it is terrifying until you see what Mama is, and then it's. Like,
I think that's why you didn't like The Village.
Initially, agreed. Initially,
that was something we watched here.
I'm sure there's
a second part of it.
Well, there's multiple Insidious movies and Conjuring movies.
But in the next Insidious movie is the bad something to somebody else.
Mm-mm.
It leaves one and goes to another. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I'll look in a minute, a second. But anyway, I'll be quick. What kind of creature turns into gremlins in the movie Gremlins?
Gizmo.
What is it?
Oh, gosh.
You know, I've never seen this movie.
You never seen Gremlins?
I've never seen Gremlins.
It's a Christmas movie, but.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to know it when you say it.
Yeah, you will.
Starts with an M, doesn't it?
It does. You're close. It's on the tip.
It's right there. Man.
Yep. I'm going to say it. All right.
Mogwai. Yeah.
What movie?
I'll let you have that one. That wouldn't even be close.
What movie monster resides at Camp Crystal Lake?
Jason Voorhees.
Yeah. The short movies Planet Terror and Death Proof make up what movie overall?
Grindhouse.
That's right. Who gets transported to the past to fight the Deadites in the Army of Darkness?
Ash.
Yeah, you got it. Here's a tougher one. What is the name of the demon, shall we speak its name, that possesses Reagan in The Exorcist?
Beelzebub?
Oh.
Nope.
Legion?
Oh.
Because it's mentioned in other movies, too.
Dadgummit, they were just talking about this on a podcast the other day. Oh. It's a funny... Oh.
It is kind of weird.
I'm not going to get it.
Pazuzu.
I was thinking Zool. There's no Dana, only Zool.
What causes the spread of the rage virus in 28 Days Later? Never seen that one?
It's a good one. I've seen parts of it.
It's a very...
Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah, it's a very daunting kind of a zombie movie. But those are scarier zombies to me. I don't give a crap about zombies. Rage ones?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to this one.
Okay, it's a monkey.
Monkey.
Which George A. Romero movie takes place in a mall?
Dawn of the Dead.
That's correct. Who turns out to be the alien when MacReady tests his blood in The Thing? I try not to pick any that were too hard. I knew y'all had watched this.
Patterson?
Nope. It was the one that was playing. It was, what's his name?
I don't. This guy wasn't a main dude. It was, but I thought his name started with a P.
It does.
Oh. It's, whoa. It's Peter Paul.
It's a last name.
Yeah, it's a last name.
Peterson?
Mm-mm. Paulson. Paulison.
Palmer.
Palmer.
And you better say, if you answer this one, you better say it how I want you to say it.
Okay.
What book causes the dead to rise and the evil dead?
Say it. The Necronomicon!
What causes Nada to see the aliens in their true form in They Live?
Sunglasses.
That's right. Sunglasses. What is this? You haven't seen this, but what is the species name of the aliens in Aliens? What are they called?
Facehugger is a nickname.
Well, that's the small ones.
Yeah.
But overall, what are they called? You don't know.
So, They Live is the one that's...
Roddy.
I'm here to chew gum and kick ass, and I'm out of gum.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm out of chewing gum.
Yeah. I'm all out of bubble gum.
The Rewatchables did They Live. Oh, and yeah. They were like, wouldn't you think that Keith David would have just put the sunglasses on? And at least been like, okay, you're weird for wanting me to put sunglasses on. I'll put them on.
He fights it.
But he fights it.
Like, literally fights it.
For 5 minutes.
It's a good fight scene, though. They're xenomorphs. This 80s horror movie has a father bringing his deceased son back to life from the dead.
That cemetery.
That's right.
Hey, snuck it in there.
She said. What is the song at the beginning of Halloween? What is the song that's playing at the beginning of Halloween?
It's a 50s or 60s song.
Mm-hmm.
Not the twist, is it?
No.
A little less.
Something passages. About Boogeyman? Boogie?
You're so close, bro. You're so close.
Woolly Bully? No.
Monster Mash?
It is.
I'm not gonna get it. I know that, there was an old
Mr.
song.
Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman.
You said Boogeyman, you're close.
Yeah.
What breed of dog was Cujo?
Saint Bernard.
That's right. Who directed The Evil Dead?
Raimi.
Yes, Sam Raimi. What event, this was, you can call this a horror if you'd like to. What event occurred in New York City caused Seymour to find Audrey 2? You even know what I'm talking about, the movie?
It's Little Shop of Horrors.
Yep. What event that happened caused
I've never seen the movie. I just know the Seymour and Audrey.
Think about it, Sean. It was a... They sing it. A total eclipse of the sun. And he sees the plan. How many survivors are there at the end of the thing?
Two.
Who is it?
MacReady and... I can't remember his name. It's Keith David and Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm. Childs.
Childs
and MacReady. I was going to give you double points. What are the first words spoken in Predator? Which is an action movie, let's be real. But
is it not his name?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Pardon?
But I can't think of his name. The only thing that keeps coming to my head is Mac! Mac!
Back to the chopper!
Mac!
The phrase is, you're looking good, Dutch.
Ah.
What month did three students head out in the woods in the Blair Witch Project? What month?
October?
Yep.
It was cold.
Mm-hmm. Who is Chucky's bride in Bride of Chucky?
Tiffany?
Mm-hmm. Where, so you know more about these horror movies.
Oh, I've seen a lot of them.
Where does the doctor find the new spider species in Arachnophobia?
Amazon.
What?
Well, I mean, it's a place like that.
I ain't got a clue, so just start naming some, I guess.
Hmm?
Start naming some countries.
Names, yeah.
Ethiopia, Botswana. Was it South America or Africa?
I think it's South America.
I
may be wrong. I'm not.
Argentina, Bolivia.
Brazil.
Very communist.
Colombia.
Venezuela?
Yes.
Oh.
Venezuela. Yeah, that's
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Venezuela. Venezuela.
She cleans our house on the weekend.
Woo.
Venezuela.
That ain't right.
Mr. Peter Griffin, look here. Look here. All right. How long? I'm almost done.
Make me think of the Goonies. Rosalita.
How long do you have to live after watching the videotape in The Ring?
Oh.
7 days?
That's right. In Strangers, the main characters are coming home from what event?
Is it a wedding reception?
A wedding?
That's right, a wedding reception.
They never say, does it?
It does in the very intro when the guy's reading the stuff off. We're kind of talking
about
the apartment.
That's also where it tells you that they were in the family's house.
Yeah.
It also told you in that part, too.
Yeah.
That you didn't read.
We don't pay attention. Right? In Strangers, I'm sorry, who plays Patrick Bateman in American Psycho?
Bale.
Yep, Christian Bale. Who was the only survivor at the end of The Mist?
Oh, I haven't seen the movie,
bro.
So,
it's very sad.
I don't know his name.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But it's, I can't even think of his name. See his face.
The bell on your cat, it was the change thing I thought I was hearing.
Keep hearing somebody jingling some change.
What are you talking about?
It's a bell on your cat.
His name was David.
Okay.
In the movie. But it's the Punisher.
Yeah, Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane. Who plays Dr. Robert Neville in I Am Legend?
Will Smith?
Mm-hmm. What year was Scream 3 released?
There's a gap. The first one's 96. Second one's...
I'm going to say... 2004.
A little too new.
Yes,
a little too new.
What year did you say?
He said 2004
or 2002.
Since we're just guessing numbers, you're close.
What movie?
Scream 3.
The first one was 96, I'll give you that.
98.
Nope. That's closer.
2000.
Yep. 28 Days Later is set primarily in what city?
London.
Yep. What superhero starred in the remake of the film Amityville Horror?
Deadpool.
Ryan
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, I was hoping John would get that one. All right. I'll ask this one, and I'll ask these last two, and that'll be it. How many Friday the 13th movies are there?
Ooh.
Heard the answer here. I didn't go count them up. So
12.
Wrong. Yes.
I knew there was 10, because it was Jason X.
Yep.
And then there was
wow.
Freddy versus Jason.
Yep.
And then there was another one. Yep. Jason goes to space.
It's funny because I think it's true.
Oh no, Jason
no,
doesn't go to space.
No, that came
that
was,
came before all that. But
Jason X is he's in space.
That, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, Jason X is in space.
There's one.
Well, there's Jason goes to hell.
Yeah. And Jason does go to hell.
That's a good space.
And he fights Freddy.
But then there was a remake.
Yeah. Yeah. How many Halloween movies are there?
We'll say 13. We counted them up when we did Halloween last year. Was it 13? Or am I wrong?
There's 12 or 13. 13.
This one has less. I didn't fact check this, so if I'm wrong, it has 9.
I was thinking there was 8 of the original. There's at least 5.
I didn't fact check.
Because there's Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, Halloween 4, Curse of Michael Myers, Return of Michael Myers, 5, Curse of Michael Myers.
The Revenge of Michael
Myers. Revenge.
Then 95 was Curse of Michael Myers.
Okay.
H2O.
H2O. Then there's... Okay, Resurrection. So that's 8.
And then
there's the 2 Rob Zombies.
Halloween 2. Halloween 2018.
Oh, that's the one. No. That's the 3. Halloween, Halloween Ends, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends.
No, there's Halloween, Halloween 2. And then there's one called Halloween. That's the one that had... it brought back... what's her name?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
And then you have Halloween Kills. Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis came out in 2018. So the two Halloweens that were
Zombies
was 07 and 09.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jamie Lee Curtis was 2018 called Halloween.
And then there's 3 of those.
There's Halloween Kills in 2021 after that, and then Halloween Ends in 2022.
Yeah.
So,
those are a trilogy.
I don't know when that number was counted up, so it could have been before these.
So we had 8 to Resurrection.
Yeah.
And then there was the 2 Rob Zombies.
Yeah.
And the...
the 3 of hers.
So that's 13.
So it'd be 13, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Now, if you don't count the 2 Rob Zombies...
And I would think
I told you it was 13.
Or the 3...
Yeah.
Well, if you don't count the new 5, then right. That puts you at... Well, it's still...
It's still like 10, right?
Well, it's still... That's 8. And I was saying 9.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Alright. There's our Halloween trivia for the night. There's Charlotte's trivia. Who wins, Matt?
Oh, I smoked him.
Blew the doors off that thing.
I think he ended up with 20, I think. But I had like 32.
Yeah. Yeah, there was like, I didn't ask all of them. There were 53 or so questions, so. I hope you guys answered some of those right, too. You know?
Oh, yes.
So, well, I think we've dug about all we can out of that movie. So.
That was awesome. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the way we did this, too. How we pick one, 2 of us are going in blind. I think we should do it with some other stuff, not necessarily just horror movies.
No, you've picked movies you've told me about before that are really good. I know I loved them.
Yeah.
So I think it takes a little longer to do it. You know,
oh, yeah. Rock and roll. So, you know where to find us, MCMN, on Twitter or X or whatever. Don't even go in there, because I don't go there anymore. I don't even check it. It's just whatever. Mad Job Movie Night on Facebook. We are r/MCMN on Reddit, madjobmovienight.com. That's where you need to hit. And then movies at madjobmovienight.com if you want to send an email. So, for Sean and Dusty, I'm Matt. This has been the Soundtrack of Life. Good grief. This has been Man-Child Movie Night. Happy Halloween.